Now, on a more serious issue, clergy and those who work for churches across Northern Ireland are being encouraged to take part in specially tailored suicide awareness training. Sessions are being hosted by the suicide prevention group Flourish, which is a partnership between clergy from across the Christian churches in Northern Ireland and the suicide prevention charity Lighthouse. I want to speak to Joe Murphy. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Joe, if ever work was important, your work certainly is.
Yeah, thank you. And obviously churches, you know, we're very, very keen that people take up on this training because clergy play such a very, very important role in this whole area of work, and particularly working with families when they've lost a loved one. So the training is really, really beneficial for all clergy from all denominations.
So is the training about how to deal with the aftermath or how to intervene to possibly prevent someone taking a drastic step?
The training includes theology-based module, but it also talks about pastoral care, looking after families when they've lost loved ones. And through that, you know, because clergy sometimes, they're there, you know, they will be there for people and the aftermath as well. So they play such an important role. And I think the most important thing that we actually put out throughout the training is around showing people compassion and kindness towards a person, and this leads to hope and then healing.
Does every church subscribe to the theory that it is not a sin?
Well, I think, you know, this is an opportunity for clergy to come together to actually have those conversations. So it's really, really important that they take up on the training.
So you've still a little bit of work to do there.
Oh, well, I think churches know that this is an issue within all our communities, and they, you know, sadly, there's so many people affected by suicide, and actually the amount of clergy who actually talk about people coming to them very distressed, going through a difficult time in their life for whatever reason, and it's equipping them with the skills, really, that they sort of, you know, because there's even sort of knowing where to signpost and support people to get in the appropriate, you know, what is the best fit for people as well. So there's a bit in it around sort of using those, you know, sharing resources and sharing that information with them to make sure that we link people up with the right support.
Does it annoy you when you hear the media refer to committing suicide? It still happens on news bulletins. I'll be honest with you, it narks me, because I firmly believe it is neither a sin nor a crime. Yeah. Not everyone believes like that, and the word commit has been used in the past, and sadly is still used in today's parlance.
Yeah, well, I think we all have a responsibility as well on that one, you know, because I know I'm very privileged and very lucky to have met and worked with so many families who have lost loved ones, and I know how hurtful that really is for them, you know, because at that time, obviously, that person was in unbearable pain, and families don't see it as a crime. So we'd be quite challenging when we hear that. We need to say to people that none of us know who we're sitting with or sitting, you know, who we're sitting beside. And how offensive and hurtful that can actually really be.
Joe, you've been really diplomatic and almost politician-like in your answer to me regarding sin. You're crystal clear with regards to crime, where you say it is not a crime, but you haven't said it is not a sin. I clearly believe it is not a sin. Mm-hmm. Your personal opinion, of course, is not what I'm looking for. I'm asking about the churches, because if people who have lost a loved one to suicide mm-hmm. are going to sit and listen to a vicar or priest, a minister, some form of a pastor, you know, I don't want to use the wrong terminology, so I'll try and include mm-hmm. them all. If you're sitting listening to a person like that who believes a sin has been committed, that's adding to the cruelty of the moment.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, because it's not about anybody making any judgment. And certainly, you know, within the modules it talks, you know, from a theology point of view as well, there's a sort of a quite a lot around sort of, you know, the seven suicides in the Bible, and we talk, you know, there's a lot of discussion around those as well, just in people's views and that. But I think really churches, you know, have and do, and we've came an awful long way, and people don't see it. People see that obviously depression impacts in all our communities, and sadly some people just find, as I said earlier, just unbearable pain, and it's at that time, so I don't think anybody should make any judgment on anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. I should say adding cruelty to the element as opposed to adding to the cruelty.
Yeah.
Joe, thanks for coming on the programme.
But Frank, sorry to interrupt you, but as I say, there is a Flourish website, www.wewillflourish.com. We have 4 training events coming up. The first one is on Thursday, the 4th of May, in Ballymena Methodist Church, and the 19th of September in Drumontine in Newry, the 3rd of October in Edge Hill College, Methodist College, and on the 20th of February in Oma Enterprise Centre.
Okay, and they're open to people generally?
They're open to people who work, you know, within the church, pastoral care workers, church youth workers, just people who are working within that, because we have a number of lay people who are now very much part of churches and doing so much of meeting and interacting with people as well. So it's important that, you know, it's for all people involved with churches.
As I said at the very beginning, it is absolutely vital work. Joe, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Frank, for giving me the hour time to really promote this work and to the training.
Not a problem. Joe Murphy from Lighthouse.